My goal was to make sure that you just really felt confident in working with people with adrenal fatigue, both from the standpoint of assessing which stage they're in, doing the lab work, reading the lab work, and helping to design personalized programs for them. I'm not a big fan of the one-size-fits-all approach. I know a lot of people teach that and want that, and I know we all would like that if it would work, because it would be a whole lot less work for us. But the truth of the matter is, a lot of times we just need to personalize things for the particular person, for their specific point in life, their particular stress levels, their particular gut health issues, their genetics. I mean, there's so many things that go into making the program personalized, to say nothing, and not least of which is important, is personal preference and societal and ethnic background. So all those things play in. So there is no one-size-fits-all approach, because if there was, people wouldn't really need us. They'd fill out a questionnaire. They'd say, oh, I have adrenal fatigue. They'd go to the local Whole Foods or health food store. They'd pick up some packaged supplements that say adrenal support, and that would help them. And indeed, that does help a lot of people. Don't get me wrong. There are people like that. But the people that are coming to see you, that are paying their hard-earned money for your consultation time to talk to you one-on-one and in person, need the personalized approach. And there are a lot of people who can deal with and go with and follow a kind of a, you know, standard kind of approach. So I'm excited to be able to help you to be able to do that. And yeah, there's some specific guidelines, and there's certain things that a lot of people are going to need, but you're going to have to learn the nuances of being able to customize it in order for you to be super successful. At least that's from my standpoint and my belief system. So I want to get started. I want to do a little bit of a review. I hope that that's okay with y'all, because I really think that doing a review is an important piece of this, because the more you hear it, the more it's going to sink in. So we'll do a little review of what we've gone through before, more quickly than we did initially, and then we're going to go into doing some cases. So before we begin, and I do this at the beginning of all my presentations, and I would encourage you to do it too, because there's so many people out there that are, you know, they just are looking for a fix, and they don't want to go to their doctors. And it's true, a lot of doctors are not, they're not giving them what they need, yet you have to be really clear with them that unless you are licensed in your state, seeing a person face to face, you are not diagnosing and you are not treating them. You are not curing them. I really kind of take offense to some of the books out there now, the this cure, the that cure, because cure is just such a, it's a word that can get us in trouble. And if people are litigation happy these days, so don't use the word cure. You're helping, you're balancing, you're educating. You really want to make a partnership with your client to say, look, you've been in this state, your adrenals are stressed out. I'm going to teach you some of the stuff that I've learned through my experience with my own health, with my family's health, and with other clients that I think can help you. And we're going to identify things that you may not be identifying on your own, and you still need to work with a doctor if you're on medication, la la la, all that stuff. So just make sure that you're really clear on your boundaries with people. So just as the overview, we started out the big picture. This is kind of my blueprint. It's not rocket science, but it certainly looks complicated when you look at it, doesn't it? But you help people to determine where they're at. I called it the exhaustion index. We use quizzes, we use labs, and we use exam. Then you really have to identify what the heck got them there. If they didn't have stressors, they wouldn't be exhausted, right? What are those stressors? And stress does not just mean that you have bills to pay that you can't meet, or your, you know, son's in jail and your daughter's age 15 and pregnant, and, you know, all those stressors that are the mental, emotional stressors that we think about. But it's way more than that. There's dietary stresses. There's the GMOs. There's the pesticides. There's the foods that are processed. There's hydrogenated oil. And it's really up to you to help them determine what these stressors are. Because you will find that, just like in my practice, you have people that come in that say, oh, I have adrenal fatigue. Tell me what herbs to take. And that's all they think that it is, because they've been made to believe that. But it's about changing the underlying causes, and the diet and lifestyle are huge. So those stresses come from all over, from the environment, from the food, from the stresses emotionally, but also from hidden infections. And gut is a real big issue there. if they've got hidden infections that they don't know about that are in their gut and that are producing inflammatory chemicals and producing leaky gut and inflammation, then that's going to be a stress that your adrenals are going to perceive just like a hungry tiger. So it's really important that you spend time with them and you let people know. It's very important to determine how you got to where you're at so we can correct and rebuild and prevent it from happening again. And then there's the get energized, right? That's where those herbs come in and the foods come in. But a big piece of that is transforming those stresses that are the mental and emotional, because so many people these days are loaded with the pressures, the deadlines, the finances. So it's really important that you spend a considerable amount of time with people, coaching them about their sleep, about their relationships even. I know you're not a relationships coach, but encouraging them, if that's part of what the stress is, that they need to get help around that, about all the different things that they stress about, and teaching them the tools they need to transform that. Whether you fall in love with heart math the way I have and use that, or you have yoga, meditation, Pilates, exercise, whatever it takes for them to transform their stress, making sure that they have that in place. And then we're going to look at optimizing their diet, their nutrients, and their herbs. And we're going to do it a little bit differently based on whether they're in stage one, stage two, or stage three. Because certain herbs that are good for stage one are not going to be good for stage three. And we'll review those stages again just so that you have it foremost in your mind. A lot of times as I'm teaching these things, I may gloss over certain things that I think it's just, well, that's just, everybody knows that. When in reality, if this is relatively new learning for you, and even if you've been in practice for a little while, until you've been doing this for decades, a lot of the language is just, it's just not there. You don't have it right at the forefront. And that's not for you to feel bad about. That's just for you to, this is great. I'm just going to keep working with this. So in the diet, I talk about the energizing elixirs, and those can be customized to people. We heard from people in the program that some people found those elixirs like, oh my God, they're miracle cures. There's the word cure again. But others found that, well, they really irritated my tummy, which goes back to, whoa, what's going on in their gut? Or they got too energized, or they got sleepy. Usually when you give somebody adaptogenic herbs and they get really sleepy, that's because that's what their body needed. Not necessarily that they're having a bad reaction, because the adaptogenic herbs are really smart and they kind of mix in with the physiology and biochemistry and give the person what they need. So it'll slow them down or speed them up. So if you have somebody who says, oh God, those energizing elixirs, every time I drink one, I want to go to sleep. It could be that they're allergic to one of the ingredients in there, but it could be that one of those adaptogens is going like, hey lady, you need to slow down. And then timing of meals, critical. We talk about that. Nutrient dense meals, we've talked about that. And eliminating the diet stressors. And I know, you know, we're all not perfect either with our dietary stressors, but it's really important that we get better and better with it to heal our own adrenals and to help people with it. A lot of people don't want to give up coffee. Well, that can't be the first thing you do to somebody in adrenal fatigue stage three. You maybe start to wean them off of it and wean them onto other caffeine sources that aren't quite as acid-forming and as stimulating. And then you move them towards maybe lowering and lowering the caffeine as you build them up. So some of these things with the eliminating the diet stressors work really well right at the beginning, like hydrogenated fats out the door, processed grains out the door, sugar, throw it away. But stuff like the caffeine, where they're actually using it as a drug to keep their adrenals going, you may have to move more slowly with weaning them off of that as you give them things to replace that and rebuild and repair. So a lot to consider here. This is not, like I said, it's not color by number. It's something that you're going to sit down and really think through with each person to see what it is that you think they're going to go best with. Not just based on their adrenal situation, but based on specific herbs and their effects on other situations in their body. You know, so for somebody who also has thyroid issues and also has blood sugar issues and seems to have adrenal distress, well, ashwagandha can be an awesome herb for them, because it's good with all of those areas. Someone who has issues with their gut, you may be choosing some herbs that support the adrenals that are also good immune boosters. And good old circadian rhythm. Again, I keep saying about this one, it's a beautiful little picture and I love it. It's not exactly to scale, but you know, it's done in a beautiful way. But we want to realize that the cortisol levels are going to be low during the night. As we approach daytime, the cortisol levels are going to come up. As we go from day into night, the cortisol levels come down. The rising cortisol in the morning is what stimulates the body to wake up and face another day. And oftentimes what you find is that people start to have that cortisol going up a little bit too soon, and they start to wake up too soon in the night. The cortisol is pretty much flatlined from bedtime till, you know, say 4 in the morning. It should be pretty much flatlined, really flat. And then at 4, it just starts to make its way up, so that at 6 or 8, when you get up, when the person gets up, that the cortisol is at its peak. So between 4 and 8, you might be in that lesser sleep if you're still in bed by 8. But before 4, that should be the time when they're getting the deepest sleep. But if that cortisol starts to come up before 4, or it starts to come up too rapidly starting at 4, and it reaches its peak, then the person's not going to be able to go back to sleep. So all of these things, your knowledge of this rhythm, of the physiology, and of the biochemistry is what's going to help you to figure out what's going on with this person. And let me just reiterate, it takes practice and practice and practice. So don't be hard on yourself if you find yourself going, oh, what was that she said? Let me look that up. You always want to have reference guides around you. I'm sitting in my room surrounded by reference guides. I have 3 little shelves that I can put books on that are right near my desk that I want to reach for. And I'm always shifting those around. Like, what do I want to have really quick, immediate access to so that I can reference? Reference guides are great. They're your friends. So just reminding, and this is something that when you're explaining this to people and when you're discussing with somebody, taking them through their adrenal support program, it's really having them understand all those dangers associated with stress. You know, we said, let's identify their stressors. But once you do, some people don't want to give up some of their stressors, right? They're addicted to some of their stressors. So when you can reinforce with them the various places that the stressors are affecting them negatively, like raising their blood pressure, increasing their heart rate, raising their blood sugar, which contributes to what? Well, in addition to all the dangerous stuff, the unsightly excess belly fat and brain fog, increased respiration, decreased digestion, or overactive, kind of hyperstimulated, irritable digestion, decreased immune system, increased inflammation, and decreased sleep. All of those things can be effects from blood sugar, stress, from cortisol. And cortisol has an effect on all these systems. So feel free to use this chart or something like it to explain to people, whether you're doing a presentation to a group, or whether you're doing a webinar, or whether you're sitting knee to knee with someone, it's important to have some visuals so that people can get it. You go, oh, this is all the things that stress you. One of these days I'm going to redo this slide and put in all these little pictures that get, you know, kind of really gorgeous little cute cartoons or whatever to make it even stand out more for people. But whatever you do, have something graphical when you're explaining to people their results and what you want to help them with. And good old heart math is my favorite stress transformation technique. So hand over your heart, hand over your belly, or just not. During the day, mostly I don't do that. It's only when I'm doing it deliberate. And I just go, oh yeah, look at that picture. I actually printed this picture out and I put it close to my desk. It just fell down. Where is it? But I had it like hanging up right near my desk so I could just glance up at it and go. And just as quickly as that, you could be there. You can be in that place and have your people practice it. By you practicing it first and seeing how important it is. Why do I talk about this stuff all the time? And why do I tell people to do this thing all day? Because it's transformed me and my stress levels. And I just keep breathing and using this technique. And the more you practice it when you don't need it, the more it's your friend when you do. So breathe appreciation. Breathe appreciation. 30-second breaks throughout the day. They're going to get good at it, and they're going to really help soothe their adrenals and stop the constant breakdown.